This was written in 2007. I have published three more books since then, two works about flowers and a novel called The Angel Cantata, about a composer struggling to turn landscape into sound. I write because I have always written. But first I wrote what other people wanted of me. Thank you letters, essays, exam papers, research reports, occasional journalism. One day, I promised myself, I would become a proper writer and write for myself. That day came when my life was already rocky, and I could either go ahead and become a writer or stop consoling myself with imagined futures. So I left my job, my husband, my home, my city, moving into the house of friends who had gone to America for the summer. It's easy to be brave when you know you have nothing to lose. I spent the summer writing a novel that is, quite possibly, the dullest ever written. I called it Maybe Raining. One of the many publishers to turn it down said that my ambivalence extended even to the weather. Yet to me it was magic. Not the book, but the process of writing, which introduced me to an absorption more complete than any I have ever known. I experienced the joys and perils of living entirely in my head. When the story unravelled, I went to the local swimming baths and pounded up and down until the thread reconnected. And when it went well, I was flying. Another novel followed, a touch less dull. It turned into a film that was better than the original book, but still not very good. And a third that really did become a book, the first of my three and now four published novels. By then I had no choice but to carry on. The business of writing had made me unemployable in any steady occupation, so I found ways of selling my writing skills to buy myself time. I liked speech writing best, earning good money doing what novelists take for granted, speaking in the voices of other people. And I once wrote a research report on transport policy in the guise of my fictional heroine, a 55-year-old French woman from Martinique. The trick worked wonders on my spirit, but mangled the syntax. Then life got tougher, so this time I reinvented myself as a writer of non-fiction, becoming in turn a garden historian, a garden writer, a series consultant for television, a ghostwriter, a biographer, and most recently a cultural and floral historian. And although I stand by all the books I have written, I discover to my sorrow that I am again writing words that other people want, rather than the ones I most want to write myself. I now have two novels battling it out inside my head, and a work of non-fiction I want to write as a novel while remaining scrupulously true to the facts. I can't say yet which one will win. They're all equally lusty. But I hope that when my current tasks are finished, I shall take what is left of my courage and start all over again.